Dekkeran Hayes, Season 2, Episode 9, Women of the Night, by Daniel Schwartz. CIA agent Jason Drake had spent the last few days being knocked out and tied up by women. Though this would not normally be a problem for him, he wasn't happy about his mission being obstructed. When he woke up in a strange woman's apartment, he decided to call the one number in town he remembered.
Dekkeran Hayes Detective Agency.
I'm not sure who you are, young lady, but since I remember you tasing me 2 hours ago, I hope you've got some answers for me.
Agent Drake? I thought I tied you up.
You did. Now, would you like to tell me what's going on? There's some mighty flammable objects lying around this apartment.
Who's there?
Drake.
Who?
Is that Agent Hayes?
It's Macy, why?
Put her on.
But...
What's this right here? Extensive files on the JFK assassination?
Hold on a second.
Who wants to talk to you?
What? Why? Who is he?
It's Drake. Okay, whatever. Who are you?
Agent Hayes.
It's just Macy now.
Agent Jason Drake. It's an honor, ma'am. Your missions are still the stuff of legend at the company.
Oh, thank you.
Now, I need your help.
Typical. What's going on?
As I'm sure you're aware, Agent Matthew Landsberg is attempting to run a sting of local weapons smuggling operation, headed by...
Shmerdyakov, the former Soviet general, yes, I know.
Of course. I believe, however, that Landsberg's intention is to seize control of the operation for himself and go rogue.
Oh my god.
My sentiments exactly. Landsberg has proven himself untrustworthy in the past. This kind of treachery is second nature to him. It was my hope to head him off at the pass, but he's had every advantage so far. I'm hoping you can help me make up for lost time.
How do Lexi and I fit into this plan?
You and Grayson are the agents who know the most about Shmerdyakov. Knowing that you'd be unwilling to help a private coup, Landsberg attempted to brainwash you into helping him.
And Lexi?
Macy, I didn't know Agent Grayson when she was younger, but the years haven't been unkind to her. After her husband died...
Oh my god, Toby died?
Terrorists. It was quick.
Oh.
She's a political animal now, willing to sell out anything to advance herself in the company. With his recent success, Landsberg seems to be the best bet for a one-way trip to the directorship.
What do I need to do?
I'll come over to your office. I can take what information we'll need from these computers. No funny business, please. If I get taken down again, I intend to take at least one of you with me.
All right, we'll be here. So, who's that?
Apparently some new spy guy. Tried to get your help by hiring Stella.
Well, that didn't work out.
No kidding.
Still, he's got the information we need to take down Shmerdyakov.
And if that's what we plan to do, we'll need all the help we can get.
As Macy reloaded her gun, she looked down at the red swath of blood across the carpet, where someone had blown her secretary's brains out. Tommy Potsdam had been an impressionable kid trying his best to make a difference. And because Macy hadn't been able to protect him, he'd died for it. As the last of her bullets shot home in her gun, she vowed that she wouldn't fail again. Meanwhile, down in South Tip, Stella lay down her tools and looked at what remained of the man on the bed. Johnny Vasquez had kept her ex-girlfriend, Tasha, for nearly 20 years, letting her be raped and brutalized by dozens of his fellow gang members. Now he was the last of the spiders, and as he lay there with his chest opened up and his right eye burned away, bleeding from a dozen different wounds, it was unclear how much longer he would hold that title.
Who's the big man now, Johnny? Who's the real man? Who's so macho he has to keep a sweet, innocent girl in a room naked and helpless? How are you going to show them you're a real man now, Johnny? Better answer or I'll find something else to cut off.
Go ahead, chica. When the Russian gets through with you, you'll wish it was you on his bed.
Who?
A Russian. A colonel or something. Like a million years old and got more guns than Charlton Heston. Smirnyanyuk or something.
Shmerdyakov?
Yeah, that's it.
Tell me about him, Johnny.
The hell with you, Decker. Why should I tell you anything?
Because if you do, I'll end it now.
Mama Wang was taking her pills, the 6 or 7 she started the morning with, when she heard the gunshot from downstairs. Stella came in a few minutes later, bloody up to her elbows and splattered with gore.
Done already, dear? I didn't think you'd bore that quickly.
Drake wasn't lying, Mama.
What?
Drake told us that guy Shmerdyakov was in Parlortown selling weapons.
Vasquez told me the same thing. He'd been using the spiders as foot soldiers, operating out of the old warehouses on Gallagher Street.
Jesus. So what are you going to do about it?
Take him out? This is our city, and no Russian jackass is going to move in and start playing God.
I'll make some calls.
I'll go see a friend of mine. She may have some information that could help us.
Come back soon, dear.
I will, Mama. How have you been doing? You know, with...
A terminal autoimmune disorder? Well enough, I guess. Just get this jerk from me, Stella.
Are we all clear, then?
Drake, Macy, and Paige had spent the last hour poring over the details of Smerdyakov's operation. His headquarters, his movements, even the foods he ate. Julian had gone out to pound the pavement and put the squeeze on one or two people on the Parlor Town police force who owed him favors. Macy looked up from a cup of coffee and stared Drake in the face.
Yeah, we're pretty clear. Just one more thing, Mr. Drake.
What's that, Ms. Hayes?
When this is over, you leave Parlor Town. You take Landsberg with you. Lexi, too. You take your secrets and disguises and lies and don't ever come back. If I find an agent in Parlor Town ever again, I'll kill him and anyone who comes to stop me. I'm taking my life back in exchange for helping you.
Done. When Smerdyakov's taken care of, you never see us again.
And my release from prison?
Will still stand. Might as well have something good come out of Landsberg's incompetence.
Done. When Julian gets back, we'll sort out the last details and get this over with.
Julian McGinnis, meanwhile, had been shaking down some of the cops that used to be his co-workers. Since most policemen in Parlor Town made more from bribes than from paychecks, nobody was willing to come forward with the information he needed. Frustrated, he was driving back to Decker and Hayes' office when he saw Stella Decker's truck parked outside of Page's building. He pulled into a parking space and went upstairs.
Stella, you there, kid?
Here is Stella.
Stella?
Stella who?
This Lexi, Julian. Who is she?
Oh my God, Stella, what happened to you?
That's not an answer. Who's Lexi, Julian?
She was Macy's partner in the CIA. She and her boss sprung Macy so she'd help them.
Help? Yeah, sounds like she was a big help.
She called the cops.
Screw this!
Stella, wait!
Get away from me, Julian. I've got enough people to kill as it is.
Stella pushed past McGinnis and stormed down the stairs. Julian, weighing his skill as a fighter against hers, made no move to follow. Meanwhile, Mama Wang was talking to her girls.
That seems to be what's going on, girls. Does anyone have any questions?
The girls sat silently. Some shook their heads. Others fingered knives, guns, and brass knuckles. Nobody worked for Mama Wang who couldn't take care of herself. Now, when a lunatic gunrunner was in their own backyard, that fact would serve them well.
So what are we going to do about it, Mama?
We're going to take back what's ours.
Tasha!
Tasha stood in the doorway, all evidence that she'd spent the last few days in the hospital gone. She had a chain in one hand and wore jeans and a black leather jacket with the word Blade across the back in studs. Two men and one woman stood behind her, also armed and also wearing jackets.
How'd you get here?
Rick picked me up, filled me in. He even brought my jacket, you sentimental slob.
Well, you look like an idiot in that hospital gown.
No argument here. Anyway, Mama, I'm here to help.
Okay. We'll wait for Stella to get back and...
No. No dice, Mama. She called me up, and she said she had some personal matters to take care of.
Then we should wait for her.
No dice, jailbait. The spiders talked about Smerdyakov like he was God's crazy brother. If he gets wind that people are onto him, he'll disappear. If he thinks we're going to stop him, he'll level Parlor Town. If we want to finish this, we have to finish it now.
But we can't do it without Stella. Nobody's tougher than...
Some John for you, stupid girl! Stella's that tough because she had to be. Because otherwise she'd die. If you can't do the same thing, there won't be nothing left of Parlor Town but a bunch of dead idiots like you who just aren't tough enough. You better get tough real fast, girl.
You sure you're up to it?
I've been waiting 20 years for something to hit.
The people of South Tip take to the streets to fight for their lives. Macy, Drake, and Julian race against the clock to stop a madman. Stella vanishes into the night with a score to settle. Can any of them save Parlor Town? Who will survive the night to come? And what of Landsberg and Grayson? Find out in the next episode of Decker and Hayes, The Reckoning.